Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Brien moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Brien tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is hit by the pitch. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou throws the ball into Campaneris, who tags Spence trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Brien moves to third. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. May strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Davis reaches second base with a double. Berry throws the ball into O'Brien, who relays the ball to McKinney, who tags Davis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards second. O'Brien scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John strikes out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis is walked intentionally. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Davis moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hunter, and towards Green, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McKinney hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Hovley pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Felipe Alou now playing left field. Reggie Jackson now playing right field. Steve Hovley now playing center field. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Tom. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to second. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.